Inebriated, good evening to you all. Welcome to Raphael's Silver Cloud Lounge. Slip me a little crimson, Jimson. Give me the lowdown, Brown. I want the scoop, Betty Poop. I'm on my way into town. Chris Everetta. I'd like to thank Duana for opening the program for us. I'm so goddamn horny, the crack of dawn better be careful around me. I want to pull on your coat about something here tonight. Yeah. Little news I like to throw your direction. I used to know a girl. Yeah, and it was a hubba hubba and ding ding ding. I said, baby, you got everything. A week later, it was a hubba hubba and ding ding dong. Baby, it sure didn't last too long. I know things are tough all over, they ain't getting any better. But I was moved, kind of scribbled a little bit of kind of an emotional weather forecast for you this evening. What I'm talking about is, well, you know, I've been playing in nightclubs and staying out all night long, coming home late, gone for 3 months, come back, and everything in your refrigerator turns into a science project. So you get designs on a waitress, you know. She got 3 or 4 kids. She's sorting out her checks and she's counting out her change. And you say, hey, baby, heat me up a bear claw on the radar range. Well, then it gets real cold. What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall. Chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold-blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. But there was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. Pressure zone. Covering the eastern portion of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period. Time till you come back to me, baby. It's high tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected.
Thank you.
Dr. George Fishbag ain't got nothing on me. About time I took you on an improvisational adventure into the bowels of the metropolitan region. Looks like a bona fide, high voltage, decked out in full regalia, Angelino audience, driving in Subarus, Pintos, Malibus, Oldsmobiles, from small suburban communities. This is it's kind of about 2:30 in the morning. You've been standing on the corner of 5th and Vermouth, and you climb in at the helm of a 1958 monkey shit brown Buick Super, and you're on your way home. A luxury automobile. Bought it. Dollar bills, easy autos for next to nothing. You're cruising along, everything going fine. Put a little smooth music on the stereo. Light up an old gold, save the coupon. Gotta think in terms of that patio furniture and that Toro mower, man. Yeah. You're on the Santa Monica freeway, headed in an easterly direction. You just passed the La Cienega turnoff, and you run into a cold fog bank. It was all upon a Friday night, an abandoned road, in a twilight. Memorize. No indication of any kind of service station or an all-night garage. I was misinformed, I was misdirected, 'cause the interchange never intersected, leaving me marooned beneath a bloodshot moon, out upon a foggy night, foggy night, out upon a foggy night. It was kind of an abandoned road, a blurred, brocade collage. Is that a road? I can't really tell. You gotta tell me, is that a vacancy lot? There's no consolation. What kind of situation to be aimlessly askew amidst the powder blue? Oh, telltale light. Just like a spell you spin, this precarious pandemonium. Rosalind, I'm stranded, all upon a foggy night. Thank you. sweepstakes ticket for a Broadway arcade. Heads you win, tails I lose. I'm rambling, I'm gambling, all up on a foggy night. Foggy night, foggy night, foggy night. You got the vice grips on my personality. It's all up on a foggy night, all up on a foggy night, all up on a foggy night, all up on a foggy night. All upon a foggy, all upon a foggy
I was always kind of one who'd like to consider myself kind of a pioneer of the palate, a restaurateur, if you will. I've wined, dined, sipped, and supped in some of the most demonstrably Beamer epitomable bistros in the Los Angeles metropolitan region. Yeah, I've had strange-looking patty melts at Norm's. I've had dangerous veal cutlets at the Copper Penny. Well, what you get is a breaded Salisbury steak and a shake and bake and topped with a provocative sauce of Velveeta and half and half. Smothered with Campbell's tomato soup. See, I had kind of a, I ordered my veal cutlet, Christ, it left the plate and it walked down the end of the counter. Waitress named Irie, boy, she wearing those rhinestone glasses with a little pearl thing clip on a sweater. My veal cutlet come down, try to beat the shit out of my cup of coffee, but coffee just wasn't strong enough to defend itself. Nighthawks at the diner, Hammers 49er. There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee urn a night. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs, now the paper's been read. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausage and a side of toast, a coffee and a roll, hash browns are what easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade, it's a legit masquerade. It's two for a quarter, dime for a dance, Woolworth rhinestone, diamond earrings, and a sideways glance. Now the register rings, now the waitress sings, eggs and sausage, side of toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl, burgers and fries. What kind of pie? Yeah.
classified section offers no direction. It's a cold caffeine in a nicotine cloud. As the touch of your finger lingers burning in my memory, I pen 86 from your ski. Now I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal sea. Now I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. Now the lead pipe morning falls. Now the waitress calls. Eggs and sausage. Now a side of toast. Now coffee and roll. Hash browns or either chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. Now what kind of pie? Alamo, if you will. Just come in and join the crowd. Had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd. Had some time to kill. Just coming at you in a crowd, cause I had some time to kill.
Was out there tonight. Yeah, for anybody who's never whistled this song. Or maybe you whistled it, but you lost the sheet music. This is, well, actually, I don't mind going to weddings or anything. As long as it's not my own, I show up. But I've always kind of been partial to calling myself up on the phone and asking myself out. You know? Oh, yeah, you call yourself up too, huh? Yeah. Now, one thing about it, you're always around. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you ask yourself out, you know, some class joint somewhere. The Burrito King or something. You know, well, I ain't cheap, you know. Take yourself out for a couple of drinks, maybe, you know. And you'd be some provocative conversation on the way home. Park in front of the house, you know, and you, oh yeah, you smooth, you know, you put a little nice music on, maybe you put on like, you know, like shopping music, something that's not too interruptive, you know, and then, you know, and slide over real nice, you know, and say, oh, I think you have something in your eye. Well, maybe it's not that romantic with you, but Christ, you know, I get into it. Take myself up to the porch and take myself inside. Or maybe get a little something in a brandy snifter or something. Would you like to listen to some of my back records? I got something here. Well, usually about 2:30 in the morning, you've ended up taking advantage of yourself, and there ain't no way around that, you know. Yeah, making a scene with a magazine, there ain't nowhere around. I'll confess, you know, I'm no different, you know. I'm not weird about it or anything. I don't tie myself up first. I just, you know, I just, it's kind of spend a little time with myself. So this is kind of a little anthem here. Bobby, Tom, and Dick, and Harry. You must be strong if you're to go it alone. Here's to the bachelors and the Bowery Bums. Those who feel that they're the ones that are better off without a wife. Sound like I sleep into the crack of noon, midnight howling at the moon. Going out when I wanna, and I'm coming on when I please. Don't have to ask permission. Wanna go out fishing, never have to ask for the keys. I never been no Valentino, but I had a girl who lived in Reno. Left me for a trumpet player, but it didn't get me down. He was wanted for assault. No, he said it weren't his fault. You know the coppers roared him right out of town. I've been sleeping until the crack of noon, midnight howling at the moon, and I've been going out when I want to, coming on when I please. Have to ask permission, wanna go out fishing, never have to ask for the key. I see I'm kind of selfish about my privacy. Now as long as I can be with me, we get along so well, I can't even believe it. Love to chew the fat with folks, I've been listening to all your dirty jokes. I'm so thankful for these friends I do receive. I've been sleeping until the crack of noon, midnight howling at a moon, and I've been going out when I want. Coming on when I please. Have to ask permission. I wanna go out fishing. Never have to ask for the keys. No. Now. Yeah, I got this girl I know, man. And I just, she's been married several times. I don't want to end up like her. I mean, she's been married so many times. She got rice marks all over her face. And, yeah, you know the kind. Kind of an inebriational travelogue here. Well, ain't got no spare, you ain't got no jack, you don't give a shit, you ain't never coming back. Maybe you're standing on the corner of 17th and Wazzy Street. Out in front of the terminal bar, There's a thunderbird moon in a muscatel sky. You've been drinking cleaning products all night. Open for suggestions. It's kind of about, it's kind of about going down to the corner and say, well, I'm just going down the corner to get a pack of cigarettes. I'll be back in a minute. Now, check out the street, and it looks like there's kind of a blur drizzle down the plate glass. And there's a neon swizzle sticker stirring up the sultry night air. Looks like a yellow biscuit of a buttery cue ball move, rolling maverick across an obsidian sky. And as the buses go groaning and wheezing, on the corner I'm freezing. On a restless boulevard at a midnight road, I'm across town from Easy Street, with the tight knots of moviegoers and out-of-towners on the stroll. The buildings towering high above, lit like dominoes or black dice. Used car salesmen dressed up in Purina checkerboard slacks, Foster Grand wraparound, pacing in front of Rainbow Earlshire 3995 merchandise, like barkers at a shooting gallery. They throw out a Texas Queen and Ruby. Hello, sucker, we like your money just as well as anybody else in here. Come on over here now. Let me put the cut back in your strut and the glide back in your stride. Now climb aboard a custom Oldsmobile, let me take you for a ride. Well, they give you that P.T. Barnum bit. There's a sucker born every minute. You just happen to be coming along at the right time, you know. Sailors are on the stroll in search of like new paint, decent factory air, and AM, FM dreams. And all the piss yellow gypsy cabs that stack up in the taxi zones, and they're waiting like pinball machines to be ticking off a joyride to a magical place. Like truckers welcome diners, third lot's full of Peterbilts, Kenworths, Jimmys, and the like. They're highballing with bankrupt breaks. Man, they're overdriven and they're underpaid. They're overfed and they're a day late and a dollar short. But Christ, I got my lips around a bottle and I got my foot on the throttle. Standing on a corner. Standing on a corner like I just got in town, Jasper. I'm on a street corner with a gasper, looking for some kind of a Cheshire or a billboard grin, stroking a goatee chin, using parking meters as walking sticks. Now, on the inebriated stroll, with my eyelids propped open at half mast. reaching over at Chubb's pool and snooker. Well, it was a nickel after two. Yeah, it was a nickel after two. And in the cobalt steel blue dream smoke, why was the radio that groaned out the hit parade? And the chalk squeaked and the floorboards creaked, and an Olympia sign winked to a torn yellow shade. And old Jack Chance himself, leaning up against a Wurlitzer, man, he was eyeballing on a fireball combination shot. Impossible, you say? Hard to believe? Perhaps out of the realm of possibility. Nah. Cause it'd be stretching out long, tawny fingers out across a cool green felt in a provocative golden gate. He got a full table rail shot that's no sweat. And I leaned up against my banister, wandered over to the Wurlitzer. I punched A2. I was looking for maybe wine, wine, wine. By the nightcap starring Chucky Wise, or maybe a little something called High Blood Pressure by George crying in the streets, Perkins. No dice. That's life, that's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, you seriously shut down in May. I know I'm gonna change that too when I'm standing underneath a buttery moon. It's all melted off to one side. Parquet. Just about that time that the sun came crawling yellow out of a manhole at the foot of 23rd Street. And a Dracula moon in a black disguise was making its way back to its prepaid room in the St. Moritz Hotel. Who's that boy in the Idaho? Skinny eyes, the joy was in the boys at the home. The L train tumbled across the trestles, and it sounded like the ghost of Gene Krupa with an overhead cam and glass back. And the whispering brushes of wet radios on wet pavement. The traffic jam session on Belmont tonight, and the rhapsody of the pending evening. I lean up against my banister, and I've been looking for some kind of an emotional investment with romantic dividends. Now, kind of a physical negotiation is underway. Now, as I attempt to consolidate all my missed weekly rendezvous into one low monthly payment through the nose. Now, with romantic residuals and legs akimbo, but the chances are that more than likely, standing underneath a moon holding water, I'll probably be held over for another smashed weekend.
About a
I'd kind of reached the end of an emotional cul-de-sac one particular evening. It's a strange sort of evening. I ended up at a little vinyl place called the Three Little Pigs. Well, I was staring at the beer nuts and the swizzle sticks and the Three Little Pigs. Now I was getting a lot of visual and verbal insubordination from a double-knit character in the corner. One of those nights. And this warm beer and cold women. No, I just don't fit in. Is there a joint I stumbled into tonight? Just how it's been. All these double-knit strangers with tin and vermouth and recycled stories in the Naugahyde booths and the platinum blondes and tobacco brunettes. I just be drinking to forget you. I'd light another cigarette. And the band's playing something by Tammy Wynette. And the drinks are on me tonight. Oh, my conversations now, I just be talking about you, babe. I'm pouring some sailor as I try to get through. I just want him to listen now. I said, that's all you have to do. He said, I'm better off without you. Till I showed him my tattoo. And now the moon's rising. There ain't no time to lose. Time to get down to drinking. Tell the band to play the blues. And the drinks are on me. Now back up. At the last ditch attempt salute. Back. Jacko Brunette. I just been drinking to forget you, baby. I light a menthol cigarette. And the band played something by Johnny Barnett at the last ditch attempt. So tell you a story here. It's about a place called Putnam County. Yeah. How's the service here? Yes, all right. I may not give you beer and everything. Don't gotta pay or nothing. Well, they hit you up at the door on your way out. Yeah. I guess things were always kind of quiet around Putnam County. Kind of shy and sleepy as they clung to the skirts of the Tulane that was stretched out just like an asphalt dance floor, where all the old-timers in bib jeans and store-bought boots were hunkering down in the dirt to lie about their lives and the places that they've been. And they'd suck on Coca-Colas, yeah, and be spitting day's work until the moon was a stray dog on the ridge, and the taverns would be swollen until the naked eye of 2 a.m. And the Stratocasters slung over the Burgermeister beer guts, and swizzle stick legs jackknifed over Naugahyde stools. And the witch hazel spread out over the linoleum floors. Pedal pushers stretched out over midriff bulges. And the coiffed brunette curls over Maybelline eyes. Wearing French massive bellies. Esselotter smells so sweet. And I elbowed up at the counter with mixed feelings over mixed drinks. As Bubba and the Roadmasters moaned in pool hall concentration and knit their brows to cover the entire Hank Williams songbook. Like it or not. And the old National Register was singing to the tune of $57.57. Yeah. And then its last call, one more game of eight ball. Bernice would be putting the chairs on the table. Someone come in and say, hey, man, anybody got any jumper cables? Is that a 6 or 12 volt? Yeah. And all the studs in town would toss them down and claim to fame as they stomped their feet. Yeah, boasting about being able to get more ass in a toilet seat. And the GMCs and the straight eight Fords were coughing and wheezing. And they percolated as they tossed the gravel underneath the fenders. Weave home a wet slick anaconda of a Tulane. Tire irons and a crowbar's a rattling. With a toolbox and a pony saddle, you're grinding gears and you're shifting into first. Yeah, and that goddamn tranny is just getting worse, man. With a melody of see you laters and screwdrivers on carburetors, talking shop about money to loan and Palominos and strawberry rolls. See you tomorrow. Hello to the missus with money to borrow and goodnight kisses. As the radio spit out Charlie Rich, man, and he sure can't sing, that son of a bitch. And you weave home, yeah, weaving home, leaving the little joint winking in the dark, warm, narcotic American night. Beneath a pincushion sky, home to toast and honey. Gotta start up before. Yeah, and your lunch money's right over there on the training board. And the toilet's running. Ah, Christ, shake the handle. And the telephone's ringing. It's Mrs. Randall. And where the hell are my goddamn sandals? You mean the dog chewed up my left foot? With the porcelain poodles and the glass swans staring down from the knick-knack shelf. Yeah. And the parent permission slips for the kids' field trips. Yeah, and a pair of muckalecks scraping across the shag carpet. The impending squint of first light, and it lurked behind a weeping marquee in downtown Putnam. Yeah, and it'd be pulling up any minute now, just like a bastard amber Velveeta yellow cab on a rainy corner. And be blowing its horn in every window in town. Just like a pool whip, cause I wasn't taking no lip from the night before. And it shook out the streets as the stew bums showed up like bounce checks, rubbing their necks in the sky to the color of Pepto-Bismol. Yeah, down the parking lot's growl. My old sport coat full of promissory notes and a receipt from a late night motel. The hawk had his whole family out there in the wind. And he got a message for you to beware. Kicking your ass in a cold-blooded fashion. Dishing out more than good man can bear. Shirt tails out, ain't got a ghost of a chance with his old romance. Apartment for rent down the block, and Ivar Theater with live burlesque. Man, the manager's scowling with his feet on the desk. Boom, boom against the curtain. It's still hurting, I ain't. Yeah. And then push came to shove, and shove came to piff. Girls like that just lay out still. Maybe I go to Cleveland and, you know, get me a tattoo or something. My brother-in-law lives there. Asphalt blue. Was that a Malibu? Yeah, it's Liz Taylor and Montgomery Cliff coming onto the bras with the same old riff. Yeah. Hey, baby, why don't you come up to my place? We'll listen to this, some smooth music on the stereo. No, thank you, she said. You got any Stan Getz records? Oh, man, I got Mother Brothers. So I combed back my Detroit, jacked up my pigs, I wiped my Stacey Adams and I jackknifed my legs. Yeah, I got designs on a moving violation. Yeah, baby, you put me on hold, and I'm out in the wind, and it's getting mighty cold. It's colder than a gut shot bitch wolf dog with nine sucking pups pulling number four trap up a hill in the dead of winter in the middle of a snowstorm with a mouth full of porcupine quills. Well-known fact, you know. I'm four sheets to the wind. I'm glad you're gone. I'm glad you're gone, cause I'm finally alone. Glad you're gone, but I wish you'd come home. Yeah. And I struggled out of bed, cause the dawn was cracking hard, just like a bull. And I wasn't taking no lip from the night before. Yeah, as it shook out the streets and the stoop bumps showed up just like bounce checks, rubbing their necks and the sky turned the color of Pepto-Bismol. And my old sport coat full of promissory notes, and the hawk had his whole family out there in the wind. He got a message for you to beware, kicking your ass in a cold-blooded fashion. He maybe dishing out more than a good man can bear. Well, let's take it to Bakersfield, get a little apartment somewhere. I'm going to tell you a story about a truck driver. Yeah. Wow. The story is written by a guy named Red Solvine. It's called The Ballad of Big Joe Phantom 309. I just happened to be back on the East Coast a few years back. I was trying to make me a buck like everybody else. I'll be damned if times didn't get hard. Christ, I got down on my luck. And I got tired of just roaming and bumming around. So I started thumbing my way back to my old hometown. You know, I made quite a few miles in the first couple of days. You know, I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. And you know, it was the third night, though, when I got stranded. And it was out of the cold, lonely crossroads. And as the rain came pouring down, man, I was hungry. Yeah, I was a hungry, tired, freezing. Caught myself a chill. It was just about that time. Yeah, it was just about that time that the lights of an old semi top the hill. Should have seen me smile and heard the air brakes come on. And I climbed up into that cab. Wheel? Well, at the wheel said a big man, and I have to say he must have weighed 210. As he stuck out a big hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's name. And his earrings called Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why I called his rig such a name. But you know, he turned to me and said, Why, son? Don't you know this here rig'll be putting them all to shame? Ah, there ain't a driver. No, there ain't a driver on this or any other line for that matter that seen nothing but the tail lights of Big Joe and Phantom 309. So we rode and we talked a better part of the night. And I told my stories and Joe told his. And I smoked up all his viceroys as we rolled along. Pushed her ahead with 10 forward gears, man. That dashboard was lit like the old Madame LaRue pinball. Serious semi-truck. Till almost mysteriously, well, it was the lights of a truck stop that rolled into sight. And Joe turned to me and said, I'm sorry, son, but I'm afraid this is just as far as you go. I kind of got to be making a turn just up the road a piece. I'll be damned if he didn't toss me a dime. He threw her in low. So go on in there, son, and get yourself a hot cup of coffee on Big Joe. Man. I mean to tell you, when Joe and his rig pulled off into the night, man, nothing flat that was clean out of sight. So I walked into the stop. Well, I ordered me up a cup of mud. Say, a Big Joe setting this dude up. But it got so deathly quiet in that place. Yeah, it got so deathly quiet in that place. You could have heard a pin drop. And as the waiter's face turned kind of pale, I said, what's the matter? Did I say something wrong? I kind of said with a halfway grin. Said, no, son. You see, it'll kind of happen every now and then. Cause every driver in here knows Big Joe, son. But let me tell you what happened just 10 years ago out there. Yeah, it was 10 years ago out there at that cold, lonely crossroads. And there was a whole busload of kids. And man, they were just coming from school. And they were right in the middle when Joe topped the hill. And could have been slaughtered except Joe turned his wheels and jackknifed. Yeah, jackknifed. And it went into a skid. And you know, folks around here, well, they say he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, well, they're saying it was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. Funny, you know, cause every now and then, yeah, every now and then, well, when the moon's holding water, well, they see that old Joe stop and give you a ride. It seems just like you, well, some hitchhiker could be coming by. So here, son, he said to me, you get yourself another cup of coffee. It's all in the house. I kind of want you to hang on to that dime. Yeah, I kind of want you to hang on to that dime as a souvenir. Yeah. I want you to keep that dime as a souvenir of Big Joe. of Big Joe and Phantom. Big Joe and Phantom 309. Night. It would have been real strange here if nobody would have showed up. I'd like to introduce my group this evening, and it's been a real pleasure and a privilege to work with these gentlemen. I'd like to introduce, please, give a warm round of applause for Michael Melvoin on piano. On saxophone, Pete Chrisley. On bass, Jim Huard. And on drums, Bill Goodwin. Come from good families, but over the years they just kind of individually developed some ways about them that just aren't right, you know. I was real pleased. I noticed everybody coming in this evening, you're all decked out in full regalia and everything, and appreciate getting dressed up for an affair such as this. I think it's something that I've always tried to be concerned about as possible. And somebody said to me one day, "Christ, wait, she looks like a goddamn raggedy. Why don't you get yourself something to wear?" You know? I said, "Yeah, well, not a bad idea. Maybe a serious seersucker Saturday evening cranberry accoutrement ensemble would be nice." So I went down to Zyder and Zyder. I said, "I want something sharp." I said, "I'm in the kind of in the market in the neighborhood of something like maybe some green gabardines with Bonnaroo breeches and a Leviticusly Deuteronomous sort of catastrophic lunchbox Stetson. You know, like some danger high voltage slacks. With a high-top, make noon brush, suede, tanny loafers. So I can be passing out wolf tickets regardless of where I go. Walk into the 20 grand club. My. And the soul and inspirations are playing. Yeah, and you're cutting a rug and pulling on a coat and the moat. And the band is kicking and doing some long version of Harlem Nocturne or something. You got the signs of a girl in the corner, you say, "Say, baby." Live around here. Yeah. I think I'm gonna plant you now, and I'm gonna dig you later. Make like a bakery truck and haul buns. Think like a hockey player and get the fuck out of here. I gotta go see a man about a dog. See you later. Thank you very much for coming to see.